beef. It's what's for dinner. And thanks to a South Dakota partnership with the New York Beef Council, consumers in the Empire State are learning beef's fit in their busy lives. This long-running collaboration between the Beef Councils in New York and South Dakota fuels beef programming in areas with low cattle numbers and high consumer populations, like New York, where there's more than 19 million people and fewer than a million cows. Most recently, South Dakota's beef farmers and ranchers supported beef demonstrations and tastings at the New York City Wine and Food Festival, where they showcased delicious marinated beef tomahawk. New York Beef Council Executive Director Ashley Schoons explains this striking beef cut drew a crowd, as did the Florida beef producer wearing a cowboy hat who assisted with the display.
Their consumers, the first thing they asked was, "Are you from Texas?" Right? Consumers just automatically think, you see a cowboy hat, the producer's from Texas. And so we got to talk to them about how, no, our producers come from all over the place, right? And we got to stand there and talk with these consumers about beef and talk to them about how beef's raised across the United States.
A second prong of South Dakota's partnership with New York fuels beef nutrition and education with athletes through the Build Your Base program.
And so we've had the most success in two ways with this programming that's been supported by South Dakota, and that's nutrition presentations in college and high school directly with athletes by registered dietitians, as well as presentations at professional conferences with coaches and athletic administrators. So top down.
Schoons is grateful for the support from South Dakota's beef farmers and ranchers and looks forward to continued teamwork in driving demand for beef. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.